Hello, I'm Bonnie Rabakoff. Welcome to In the Kitchen. Each week, we spend an hour in the kitchen of one of Kansas City's many celebrated chefs. We select a featured product, we prepare it, offer some cooking techniques, present it, pair it with a drink, and then spend some time behind the scenes chatting with a chef about his or her personal journey to this profession. In the Kitchen also has a companion website. The web component is shot in high definition to offer high-end visuals for food products and preparation. So when you visit the site, you'll be able to retrieve the show segments or webisodes on demand. This week, we are in the kitchen at You Say Tomato with co-owner and executive chef Randy Parks. And Randy's going to prepare one of his signature dishes. It is homemade fried chicken, roasted squash, roasted Brussels sprouts, and it's topped with a brown sugar syrup, a balsamic vinegar syrup, and toasted pecans. Randy, we're so hungry. Thank you for inviting us once again into your kitchen.
That's great to have you back.
Okay. All right. So what is the concept for You Say Tomato? And we will not ask you why the name You Say Tomato, because we promised not to, and it's a mystery that we're taking to the grave. So what is the concept for this mysterious restaurant?
Well, I think really in the beginning, we wanted to create a place where our neighborhood people could come in and have some coffee, have something nice to eat, talk to each other, relax, understand what's going on in the city, the neighborhoods. And at the same time, we wanted to provide food that would be healthy for them, healthy for me, healthy for anybody who wanted to eat it.
Okay. And so when we say neighborhood, let's talk about where you are. It is 28th and Holmes. There are some Victorian housing there, which is just beautiful. And I know you've played a part in restoring some of that. The medical school is nearby. It is just a mixture of commercial and residential, and that's what you find there in the restaurant, is that mix of customers. But we all feel so at home when we're in there.
Well, that's a good thought. We try to make it very, very friendly. We make an effort to know everybody's name. Maybe some people don't want to tell their name, but we'll get around somehow to finding out what it is. And as you say, we have a nice mix of customers. We have dental students, we have doctors, we have professionals, we have a great selection of people that come in, and they all seem to be able to intermingle and understand each other and enjoy it.
It's the true concept of neighborhood, and even the seating there. I mean, I see a table that looks like it could have come out of a 1950s, well, it probably did, with a Formica top, and it feels very, very much at home. Let's talk about the food that we're going to find at You Say Tomato.
I like to think it's somewhat our grandparents, the recipes that they would have used, and many of them are the recipes that our grandmothers used out on the farm. I was raised on a farm, and I used to help my grandmother take care of gardens and water trees and pick fruit from the orchard, and there was a lot of...
So you were connected to the growing from an early age on. I understand you also did some cooking for the farmers. How'd that happen? You started early in this career.
I started real early cooking. I know that I was very impressed with the idea of making bread when I was very, very young, because I would go out to the wheat field, and we would take iced tea out to the wheat field, and it'd be probably, you know, it was 100 degrees outside, and everybody would be very thirsty, and Grandma would have me pick a piece of wheat straw so that I could, you know, suck the tea from the cup. It was just kind of the fun thing to do.
Oh, fun. That was your straw then.
That was the straw we'd use.
Okay.
And rather than paper straws back in those days. And she would tell me, well, grab a handful of that wheat and start chewing on it. See what happens. And she's like, you'll make gum if you just keep chewing on it. And sure enough, it would, all of a sudden you'd just realize you probably had developed the gluten in that grain. And as a child, I didn't even know what I was doing. But the idea was that gluten is in wheat. And to make breads, we would always use a hard red winter wheat because it was high in gluten. So.
And the last time we were in your kitchen, you made a burek, which is something that came over, quote, from the old country and was very much a part of what many of the farmers ate when they were in the fields. The other thing that is so impressive about Yusei Tomato is the care that you've taken to preserve old family recipes. I mean, there's some foods there I hadn't heard of. There are also some, but everything has the common denominator of fresh and local and organic. How have you maintained that value that you grew up with?
I think when we was getting ready to start with our business, what you find that so many of the recipes that your grandmother may have used, they were never written down. Yes. She didn't have a recipe that she read from. And so I have a fairly good knack for identifying flavors. And so I wrote recipes for many of the early sandwiches that we created. I just knew pretty much what she probably would have used in making egg salad and chicken salad and just different sandwiches that she would have made, or potato salad. And so
from memory and the flavors that the memory of the flavors, you recreated those for those of us who dine at Yusei Tomato.
Exactly. And almost always she would have used very fresh fruits, fresh vegetables. The beef was raised on grass rather than in a feedlot on corn.
Right.
There was no hormones used. The chickens were all free range. She even sold the eggs. She had her little egg route that she traveled around to other.
Mm-hmm.
She'd run into the little town of Sharon Springs in western Kansas and stop at her friends and deliver their eggs. And so she had her own little garden business taking place right off the farm.
Right off the farm. Now, you've continued that. I know we're going to make fried chicken with Campo Lindo fried chicken. There's a local farmer there, and you have a very special relationship with another farmer here, because when we come in, those fruits and vegetables are fresh. There's no substitute for that. If you don't start out with good product, you'll never get a good result on the plate. So who's this farmer? He followed you here into the studio.
Oh, well, we have John Good with us, and he has Good Acres Farm. And if you come into my store, you'll notice that I have a case that stretches about half the length of the store. Mm-hmm. On one side, there's some grocery items, and inside the case, you'll find all kinds of wonderful-looking fall vegetables at this point. We have wonderful squash and heirloom tomatoes. I go down to City Market every Saturday and purchase vegetables from John, and then on Wednesdays, he generally will come into the store and deliver vegetables. So we try to keep our store stocked with vegetables for people who want to come in and grab something that's fresh and natural and absolutely delicious. And so it's been a really good relationship with John. He's been very helpful in getting the vegetables to us, as well as providing us with beautiful, beautiful heirlooms.
So, John, I mean, the vegetables are stunning. We made an amazing squash, and we did some Brussels sprouts for the signature dish. What is that, the special care you take? Are you just back to the way grandparents grew these food? Well, or
that's a good question, Bonnie, because I think one of the biggest things is that we lose focus nowadays in agriculture. Is it just things become such a big factory, and it's a big production. You know, that you can take an acre of land and produce 200 bushels of corn. I think one of the biggest things with the flavor of what we do at Good Acres, we add a lot of minerals to the soil. So there's a lot of things that you know, that we miss in our diets and nutrition. I'm big on nutrition, and I was so excited to meet Randy and Mark, you know, the much enthusiasm for the freshness and food. And I think one of the biggest things is we add a lot of minerals to our soil, which winds up to making the vegetables even more fresh.
And they are absolutely delicious. We appreciate the care you take with growing these vegetables, and the fact that you and Randy have formed this relationship so you can deliver these foods, and then, you know, Randy and Mark take it from there, and they make amazing, amazing foods with it. The store itself has a history. It was a grocery store back in 19...
I believe, well, the walk-in cooler on the back of the door, it said 1935. I've heard the 1928 is when they put the store together. But it was been as a functioning store all through the years, practically up until 1989, and then the owner wanted to reopen it again, and that's how we got involved.
Okay, so it was a neighborhood grocery store. You have preserved the neighborhood feel. It's always been about serving and connecting to the neighborhood. So you were living there, working there, I know. See, and so many of our chefs have a similar history in regards to the creative arts. So you're a sculptor, an artist. We have several chefs that are artists, and their food preparation becomes, I think, another art form. So here you were preparing foods and, restoring the neighborhood, and then you decided to create this space to serve the neighborhood to place to gather.
Right. I live fairly close to the location, and we drive by there practically every day. And we've been very much a part of our neighborhood for about 16 years.
How long has you say Tomato been opened?
It was open 5 years last July 21st.
Well, thank you for preserving the neighborhood and for preserving the family feel. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about Randy's specific values regarding food, and we're going to make that homemade fried chicken and roast that squash and the Brussels sprouts, make a fabulous syrup to top it with, and then we're going to toast some pecans. So if you would, please stay with us in the kitchen.